Black History on Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. For most of us, February is Black History Month, but for some stamp collectors, Black History is all year long.
I like the whole idea of the fact that a particular person may be on a stamp and what they've done.
Manny Gilliard is president of the Esper Stamp Society.
We essentially try to promote the collecting of African-American stamps, domestic and foreign. Promote the concept of stamp collecting, which is the largest hobby in the world.
Each year since 1978, the Postal Service issues a Black Heritage stamp, but Gilliard's favorite is from before that, Booker T. Washington and the Famous American series.
It came out in 1940 when postage was 3 cents an ounce for first-class mail, and this was a 10-cent stamp.
Which was a lot of money back then.
In my neighborhood, you could rent an apartment for $35 a week, so a 10-cent stamp was very, very expensive.
Still, it was one of the best-selling stamps of that series.
It's the first African-American person acknowledged African-American person on a stamp.
One of the founding fathers may have been of mixed race.
Many people consider Alexander Hamilton, coming from the Caribbean, to be of African descent, and he would precede Booker T.
Most years, the Postal Service honors more than one African-American, but Gilliard says there are plenty more subjects, such as...
There are many, many, many inventors.
You can find out more about Esper and Black History on Stamps at esperstamps.org. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting in general, visit virtualstampclub.com.